BBC Radio Kent. Saturday morning, we mentioned earlier it's been 2 years now since the Calais jungle refugee camp was shut down, but is there still a problem at the French border? At its height, the camp was home to around 10,000 people and 1,000 unaccompanied children. Back in 2016, thousands of migrants were moved away from the jungle after the French authorities cleared the camp. However, many refugees still live by the border, hoping one day to make the journey to the UK. Ben Banno is co-director of Seeking Sanctuary and joins us on the line this morning. Morning to you, Ben.
Good morning.
I know you've spoken to your aid counterparts from France recently. Is there still a problem?
Well, very much so. I mean, if we just look at the overall situation, we think there's something between 600 and 800 people in Calais, but even worse is the situation near Dunkirk. And that seems to be getting worse by the day. We think there's something between 1,500 and 2,000 people camping out near Dunkirk.
And do you know why the numbers are increasing?
I think there's several things. There's the pull factor. People still, for whatever reason, think that they have to make this journey. Quite a few people have been rejected or don't feel welcome now in Italy, Germany, and indeed France. And they still feel, for whatever reason, that they may get a better welcome in the UK.
It's getting colder. Winter's on the way. Where will the migrants be living over the winter period?
Well, that's our real concern. At the moment, particularly in Dunkirk, there is no shelter. Now, we do know that various French colleagues, including the mayor of a place called Constant, are making efforts to at least get a basic minimum of shelter. But it's still going to mean at least 1,000 people sleeping out. And again, that's our real humanitarian concern. And it's why it is that we're appealing for things like sleeping bags, warm clothing as well at this stage.
You say 1,000 people. How many of those do you know are children?
We are particularly concerned that a lot of them are children, and that there are a lot of families there in Dunkirk. And our real concern is that the traffickers are all waiting there, and there's been a focus on things like modern slavery. We are really concerned, particularly the older children, could get taken away and sold into modern slavery and trafficked. And that's something we really have to be careful about.
And that is a genuine concern, is it? That has happened in the past, are you saying?
We are very aware that in 2016, quite a few children, maybe up to 500 or 600 children, who were promised that their cases would be looked at in the UK, actually went missing. And they partly went missing because they didn't get any decision or were refused access to the UK. And these traffickers don't stop at anything. Just as they bring people to northern France, so equally they can bring people back down to Italy and indeed possibly to North Africa.
So these, you say, are unaccompanied children?
Absolutely.
So why have they made the journey on their own?
Partly because they have lost families. They may have been victims of particularly dreadful things going on in Syria, as we all know, and not only in Syria, but in the Yemen as well. And they've looked to see what's going on, and there's no hope. So they group together and are making that journey. Now, in some cases, they will be looked after by responsible adults, but not in every case at all. And we know some children who've just been left to get on with things.
Not everyone in Britain and France are as supportive of the migrants as you are. What is the solution, do you think, for this reoccurring problem?
Well, I think there's various things that we've got to do. First of all, we've got to do something about the problem at source. We've got to treat people in a humane way and not only put up barriers. Because if we were able, for example, to treat people and properly look at their claims be they back at Lesbos in Greece, or be they back in Italy, then indeed some of that pressure will be relieved. But we now know that particularly with the new Italian government, things are going to get tougher. That's the reason why we're going to see the pull factor back here. So even though Brexit is on the horizon, we have to keep working with European partners to look to see how we can at least relieve the pressure.
And how, finally, does seeking sanctuary help?
Well, what we do, I think, is first of all, we lobby and make clear the case for more action, particularly in the case of children. We ask people as well to remember that, as the Pope's reminded us, every migrant has a name and a face and a story, and we want to bring that to people's consciousness. Because while people think there's a problem, while they think there's a real issue, once they actually see people and see people in need, they see that they can do something as well.
Thank you for being with us this morning. That's Ben Bano, who is co-director from Seeking Sanctuary. It's BBC Radio.